Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good. That's good to hear. Well, tomorrow is a big day, as we've been talking about now for many weeks. Folks are going to get a chance starting tomorrow to sign up for the healthcare exchanges in New Mexico and across the country under the Federal Affordable Care Act. And that is your cover story, I see, in today's Las Cruces Sun News.
Yeah, the Affordable Care Act, you know, commonly known as Obamacare by a lot of people. And we decided to sort of dedicate this issue to it, not the whole issue, but we have three things going in there today about it, two stories and a Q&A with a lot of good information. And as we know, on Tuesday, tomorrow, people can start signing up, and then the benefits take effect on January 1st. And there's a lot of confusion still out there, I admit. Even for me, when I'm researching it and looking things up, and I've learned things every time I've reported on this about the Affordable Care Act. And starting tomorrow, people can start signing up for health insurance, and they can't be denied for any reason.
Yeah, big change. And, of course, we've seen a lot of reports in the last couple of weeks about this that one of the things that people should be aware of is that in addition to the fact that they can sign up for health insurance via these exchanges, depending on their income level, they may get a subsidy from the federal government, which makes healthcare, in many cases, in reach when in previous years it was never in reach for millions of Americans due to these subsidies. Of course, another provision of the law that is not related to the healthcare exchanges where you're purchasing insurance on the individual market involves the expansion of Medicaid, which of course has been accepted by many states, including New Mexico. Texas not accepting that expansion of Medicaid, but in New Mexico and many other states, Medicaid is expanding as well, which means that for the first time, many people who have a job, but they are more commonly known in many news reports as the working poor or low-income workers, will now be able to purchase or rather receive health care through Medicaid. So very big changes that are coming starting January 1st and starting tomorrow, as you point out, signing up for these healthcare exchanges for folks who do not have insurance right now, or maybe they do and they will look to the exchange now to see if they can get a better deal or get a subsidy.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on your income, you know, you may definitely be eligible for government subsidies to help pay your costs. And like you said, if you qualify for Medicaid, Medicaid is going to be expanded in a lot of places, including right here. So that's definitely good news for a lot of people who've just, you know, have sweated through having or not having insurance and trying to figure out what to do, especially people with children and that sort of thing. I mean, that's a really tough situation to be in. You know, if you already have health insurance, you don't have to buy new insurance. Obviously, you just keep your own health insurance. But even if you have health insurance, you can choose to, you know, shop around on the exchange in New Mexico and see if you find a better deal if you want to.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about this in the weeks and months to come as people get to see exactly what is available out there, because it's like insurance always is. It's not a simple matter. I've seen many reports over the last couple of weeks that note that depending on the deductible you choose, you will have you could have a very low premium if you have a high deductible.
Yeah, exactly. And you can choose to do that, and then maybe you're a person who thinks you're healthy a lot of the time, and you aren't going to be using your deductible or not very often. You know, you roll that dice and decide to have the smaller premium and go with that. And yeah, so you can start signing up tomorrow. And they're saying most states, you need to sign up by about mid-December for it to, you know, coverage to kick in on January 1st. But you can check with your state, and most people listening to us are probably New Mexicans, I would imagine. So, and we have a website to the New Mexico link, and also a website to the health, the federal government's link, and there's a lot of good information on there.
Yeah, and the federal link's easy to remember as far as for information about the health law, and that's healthcare.gov. I'm sure there are other links, too, for specific exchange information and et cetera. Well, we're out of time for the cover story. We need to move on to the profile. with a lot of information about this, and that's not surprising. And the profile this week is a father and son team.
Yeah, exactly. Bradley Wilson, he owned a restaurant in Ruidoso, and he's worked in the restaurant business since he was 16. His son, William, was going to study engineering here at NMSU and decided that wasn't for him, and he really wanted to go back into the family business. So he went to culinary school in Dallas and one day called his dad up and said, "When are we starting a restaurant again?" And his dad thought it was just sort of a whimsical question and said, "Oh, whenever you want." And he said, "Okay." So they looked around. They found a place on El Paseo here in Las Cruces, and it used to be Lemongrass Restaurant for a lot of people who wander. And they're opening up. They've opened up just last week already, and they call it American comfort food. You know, you can get meatloaf, you can get steak, you can get hamburgers and sandwiches, and braised beef ribs, chicken pot pie, all that sort of stuff. And it's a family affair. Sylvia, who's the mother and wife of those two gentlemen, also is involved, and they seem like very nice people, and it's a neat place. I've talked to several people who have eaten it already. I haven't myself, and they said they enjoyed it. It was pretty good.
All right, very good. Well, good luck to them. What is new this week, Brooke?
Well, there's a very interesting thing happening in Santa Teresa. You know, that port of entry has become very popular. And this company, UETA, I don't even know how to pronounce that, UETA, I guess. UETA, maybe?
Got me.
They own duty-free stores all along the border in California, Arizona, and Texas, and they've opened they're on the way to opening their first one here in New Mexico. So there'll be, you know, all the duty-free type things you think of, fragrances, there'll be alcohol, tobacco, gifts, jewelry, different travel-related merchandise, all that sort of stuff. So that's a very neat development. We're going to get a Daylight Donuts up on Solano. I don't have an opening date for that yet, but that's a Tulsa-based company, and we have a new one going to be going up there, so another donut place. The farmers market is ready to accept EBD. We had a story about that they were going to do that earlier in the Sun News, and now that's ready and raring to go. And Schlotsky, some we had in the paper last week, I just put in there too that their new store has opened over on University.
Yeah, and I understand that has Carvel ice cream and Cinnabon, too.
Cinnabon, yeah.
So we can get in all kinds of trouble.
Exactly. And I wasn't over there, but I heard the first day it was quite crowded.
I bet.
Line.
And giving away a year's worth of sandwiches for certain folks who were there in line, that was enough to attract people for sure.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Yeah.
I saw your picture on the Sun News website. Well, finally, in the babbling brook, in our last minute, speaking of websites, the digital age is related to your babbling brook. You say, despite the digital age, we aren't going to a cashless society anytime soon.
No, you know, you've probably heard that expression, cash is king. You know, for me, it's rare. I hardly ever have cash anymore. I use my debit card for just about everything, even, you know, like a pack of gum. I think, you know, we've talked about this before, how much
I love the vending machines now with the credit card. Easy. Swipe
it, exactly.
Get it. No change to look through.
But from what I understand, cash is still pretty popular. I was reading this thing with the National Retail Federation. Their chief economist was talking about it. He said, in this day of plastic and electronic transfers and mobile payments, you'd think, you know, cash would be on its way out, but there's a lot of consumers who still use cash, and especially for lower priced items, you know, something $10 or less, you know, a newspaper, a pop, or whatever they're going to do. And they're saying that since the beginning of the Great Recession, the number of currency in circulation has really increased.
All right. Interesting. We'll read more about it in today's Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.